to our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ, and to our pastor in his absence, we pray, Lord, that he would have traveling mercy and grace as they go up and down the highways for visiting colleges. And as they should be on their way back now, we pray that they will make it back safely. To Brother Townsend, our officers, and to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, good morning. Good afternoon. I'd like to thank God for another preaching opportunity to stand here in this sacred spot and to bring a message from the Lord. And I don't take this opportunity lightly. I am grateful for it. And I understand that in and of myself that I can do nothing, can be nothing, cannot be used without the power of God directing my path. I'm not intending to be long this morning, but I say that every week that I preach. But we're going to get right into it. Our scripture text this morning comes from Luke 24, verses 18 through 27. And indulge me as I read from the New American Standard Version, Luke 24, 18 through 27. We find these words. One of them, named Cleopas, answered and said to him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem and unaware of the things which have happened here in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And he said to him, "The things about Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word in the sight of God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to the sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all of this, it is the third day since these things happened. But also, some young women among us amazed us when they were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it exactly as the women had said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'O foolish men and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory?' Then beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures." Amen. And I would like to raise up verse 26 and revisit this idea of a necessary evil. A necessary evil. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this preaching opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for having us to be here today. Hide me, Lord, behind the cross. And please help me, Lord, to speak clearly that those may hear and may gain something, that you will be glorified in the process. I pray, Lord, that you would just be with us today. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.